Okay, my name is Alec McAndrew. I'm from the class of 1972. As I grew older and went to Kate, I would hear more stories about the times. I guess there are a couple that I can tell. One is a Mr. Kate story, and it's kind of a funny one. I don't know, for the current generation might not be aware of the concept of person-to-person telephone calls, but back in the day, when it was inexpensive to make a phone call, you didn't want to call someone only to have someone pick up and then the person you wanted to talk to not be there. So there was a person-to-person call. The operator would call in advance and make sure the person you wanted to speak was there, and only if they were would you be able to. So the story goes that a phone call came in. Pretty obviously it was a person-to-person call for Mr. Kate. So the operator, we think, because we weren't there listening, said something to the effect, I've got a person-to-person call for Mr. Curtis Kate. Mr. Kate then said, well, yes, this is he. And there was a silence, and Mr. Kate, in his sort of gruff manner, then blurted out, well, you didn't expect me to say him, did you? So apparently his correct use of grammar threw the poor operator for a loop. And that was a story that my family just used to love to tell. It got funnier and funnier as we told the story more and more times. So that's a great Mr. Kate story. From my grandfather's days was they only had outdoor showers. And he commented, and there was no, they were not heated showers. And so they kind of roughed it. And he said there were days when you would be outside taking your morning shower, cold water, of course, and the wind would be blowing so hard that only about 10% of the water would actually land on your body and the other 9 would get taken away by the wind. So, yeah, the comfort levels were a little bit different back in the day. And the school definitely built character. The kids were adventurous. I know they'd go on their horse rides up into the mountains, and it was a different and more adventurous time. And it's kind of, I'm a bit in awe of my great grandparents to have had the guts to entrust their children to a man who was founding a school and had no track record at all, other than I think he may have taught at Thatcher for a couple of years, but he was starting something brand new, and they entrusted my grandfather, and then eventually my great uncle and others in the family to Mr. Kate. And it's, you know, obviously the Mr. Kate got something started here that's fantastic, and it's been a pretty important part of my life and my family's life.
Peter Vaughn, class of 73. Yeah, we had the last big fire this whole mountain range experienced was, again, I think it was my junior year. It was a late fire, just like this one. It started fairly close to the school, went in the other direction. We thought the fire was gone. There was smoke every day. The firefighters used soccer fields. That's where the helicopters landed and did their thing, and the tents were set up for the firefighters, and we thought we were free and clear. We thought the fire had moved way beyond, over the farthest ridge and all that. And we didn't notice that the wind had changed. It was Saturday night, and you know, this was pre-digital age. And it was a big deal to watch a movie, and so many times the movie would just break down. But we were watching in the science room. Everyone was watching Far From the Madding Crowd with Julie Christie. And you're way too young to understand just how shockingly beautiful Julie Christie was to all of us in an all-boys school. And so I remember Julie Christie quite well. And it would take something like a fire for me to be distracted from her. And it worked, because suddenly we looked out the window and the fire was on top of the nearest ridge. And at that very moment, the bell rang for us to go to the chapel. And basically, SOS was declared, Save Our Stereos. So that's my fire story.
It's
Well, we were part of the first ditch day. Uh-huh. And it was a junior-senior collaboration, and it was the first ditch day. It was so well done. I mean, we got out of here at about 2:33 in the morning, began to get everyone out. It was hard getting the freshmen organized. We got them up on the trails. We brought a telescope from the science lab so we could watch the reactions. And we eventually ended up on that nearby ridge, all of us, with enough water and a few snacks and such. And then the food was literally unendurable. So it was, no one wanted to steal anything from the kitchen anyway. But we had enough food and snacks and all that. And you got to remember that ditch day, it wasn't just a, you know, cute idea. This was early 70s, and so there was a very much an anti-authoritarian smack to it. And anyway, so we were up there, and it was a blast because it hadn't been done before, and we were waiting to see the reaction. And our Spanish teacher, Oliveira, he steps out of his apartment in Parsonage, walks out by the flagpole, and looks around and realizes he doesn't hear showers or toilets or people. It's dead silent. And he looks around and he looks up to the top of the hill, and we all start waving because we can see him through the telescope. And he goes, "Oh, yes!" And he gives us this huge thumbs up, runs back into his apartment, comes out, gets in his little MG sports car, and takes off. And that was not every faculty member's, nor certainly the administration's response, but it was worth it. And a whole bunch of us, me included, we were punished. We were put on work duty for like 2 or 3 weekends, but it was worth it.
My name's Greg Henderson, and I'm from the class of 78. You know, when all of us were pretty surf focus when we were here at Kate, we couldn't wait to get down to Rincon. That is one world-class break. I'm from Laguna, and we have some, you know, we have some okay surf, Trestles and Salt Creek, and some of the others are pretty good. But I was a freshman at Laguna Beach High School and just living the life and everything. My mother, you know, she was academically focused. And she wanted me to get the best education I could. She goes, "Hey, you want to go look at this place this weekend? Drive up there, see if you want to go maybe." And I said, "Yeah, I'll check it out." You know, we drive by Rincon. It's going off. It's way overhead. Just these lines coming in. And I'm just like, "Stop the car. I'm checking this out." I didn't bring my board. I'm like, "Mom, why didn't you let me bring my board? You knew this was here." She's like, what do you mean? She didn't have a clue. She just wanted me to get a good education. And we continue on, and she takes the next exit. And I'm just like, "What? The school's this close to Rincon?" Wow. You know, she drove me up, went into Scott McLeod's office, chatted with him. He asked me, "Well, do you have any questions about whether attending here or not?" And I said, "For PE, do you guys surf Rincon?" And he said, "Yeah, Mr. Gunther takes a truckload of them down just about every day." And I said, "I'd love to go to your school."